the first month, my New Year Day happiness went wrong. I donated my old printed books to a friend, thinking 16 years of storage would not go badly. And hell yes, it did. More than half went to the fire due to its moldy state. Paper is alive like a mummy and cannot be moist. The last picture I have of all of them was in a luminous loft above the Club Razzmatazz, where I lived in 2008. When I became a digital nomad, I left my mighty books behind because I read them all during my teen years and 20s, when I thought I had to listen all the voices before having the audacity to listen to mine someday. For me, they were my loyal friends on lonely nights. Most of the time, I remembered passages I had read as a memory alive in me. I was a very fortunate kid who hopped from one library to another. The first was almost magic because it was a centuries-old monk's library. I spent over there half of my childhood. Try to imagine the wonders that come to mind just with the dense perfume of those mighty books. But the altar boy changed his voice very early and had a farewell to never look back again. Then came the age of innocence, when one thinks to shine like Socrates, saying that an examined life is not worth living. And what better way than writing? Yes, I thought, I would have my father as a supporter. However, he never bought me the books I wanted.